AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. Our social media connections are Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and our Facebook group for women only, On the Edge Women in Business. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions, comments, complaints, whatever you like. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. Wherever you're at around the globe, we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show at and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. He can do, she can do, why not me? That is a quote. More than a tagline by Dr. Taeyoon Kim. Dr. Taeyoon Kim. He can do, she can do, why not me? That is her philosophy. That is her platform in terms of what she's used to build upon her legacy, her journey, if you will. He can do, she can do, why not me? And I'm going to talk a little bit about Dr. Kim in a little bit. I had an opportunity to spend some time with her last evening, and I want to share a little bit about what I do outside of the microphone. On the Edge power question. Well, this is really an On the Edge fact. Business on the Edge is a small business problem solver. And I like to, maybe a couple of times a year, talk a little bit about Business on the Edge, the company. It is a corporation incorporated here in the California, Silicon Valley, Bay Area. So wherever you're at in the world or in the country, we are here in Silicon Valley. And I'm going to share what we do oftentimes. People are trying to figure out, well, what exactly do you do? What does a small business problem solver do? And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We solve problems. But before we get there, let's talk about what's in the news here. Smallbusinesstrends.com, one of my favorite sites. Skype introduces free video group calls for up to 10 people. That's so cool. Free video calls. So your next video conference on Skype may not be free, or may now be free, may be free. Skype announced this week that its Skype group video call service is now free for up to 10 participants on some platforms. That, I've been waiting for Skype. Am I cheap? I've been waiting for Skype to come up with, you know, group calls that doesn't cost me any more money, and, you know. You can do it on any meeting, or, you know, any meeting you can, but Skype is kind of, that's cool. So prior to this, group video calls, and you can read this on Small Business Trends on Skype, has been available only if one participant had a premium membership ranging from $4.99 a month to $8.99 for a single day pass. $8.99. Who do you talk to on a single day pass at $8.99 on Skype? I guess someone's doing it. So Skype launched the Skype group video call service for premium members back in January 2011. Of course, Skype is owned by Microsoft, and Microsoft is saying the new free version is available for Windows and Mac desktop users, as well as those who connect via the Xbox One game console so far. But in an official post on Skype's big blog, Philip Snelloon. I'm wondering if I'm saying that name right. I like to get names right. And again, this is on Small Business Trends, so I am reading this directly. General Manager of Consumer Product Marketing said the free service will eventually be available on, which is cool, smartphones, tablets, and other platforms too. I just like the fact that you can get Skype free on group video calls. So I need to connect with whoever. I'm just going to try it out, you know, next week and see how it goes, and maybe I'll talk about it and what our experiences were. You know, Skype doesn't have the best record for how it sounds or drop calls and things that you want to, you know, you want to put a little bit more pressure on their system. It kind of, you know, can fail on you. So I'm interested in seeing if you do get those 10 people on, how well does that system hold up? And again, some people have been doing it, but we've used it for different productions and stuff, and it just is very good with not being very good sometimes. So anyway, so here's my story. I said I would share a little bit about Dr. Kim. Dr. Kim, I met a couple of weeks back at Unitech College. You guys have a time for a story tonight, those that are driving in their car or listening online or whatever you're doing. It's story time. Do we have story time music? That would be great. You know, so story time. I met a few weeks back, if you heard me talking about the Unitech Operation Urban Rescue, which was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Unitech College.com or unitechcollege.edu. And so I had an opportunity. I get to meet some very interesting people because of the line of work that I'm in with the media portion of my life. And Dr. Kim was one of those unique people that I got to meet. And she has this presence. She has a way of filling the room, you know, when she walks through the door, and we're going to see about having her on the show in a few weeks. But Dr. Kim is a grandmaster, a kick butt. Can I kick butt? I said kick butt. I didn't. Okay. She's a great grandmaster. Let me get that right. And here are some of the things that she's done. I'm so impressed with this wonderful lady and just a passion for people and a passion for you know, he can do, she can do, why not me? I think that is so awesome, so cool in her philosophy with regards to, the point is that you can do anything, and the only way that you're not is that you're really your own worst enemy. You can limit yourself. And so here are some of the awards that she's been given over the years, and some of you may know her. Susan B. Anthony Award in 1985, Woman of Achievement 1990, Woman of the Year California 2002, Hope of the Country 2003, Woman of Distinction 2005, 10th Degree I'll Kick Your Butt Great Grandmaster 2006, Knight Chevalier 2009, Her Excellency. This is for real, folks. She is really doing her thing. 2011, and Honorary Commander of the United States Air Force 2012. And in anything that you see, and she owns a few companies, Lighthouse Worldwide Solutions. She also owns the Super Martial Arts here in Fremont, based in Fremont here in Silicon Valley. She's written several books. She is simply one to know. And I had an opportunity to walk through the Lighthouse Worldwide Solutions facility and got to get a feel for her community, what she's developed. And these are things, the principles that she has are the very principles that I strive at sharing with small business owners that are growing and developing. And building business is not a race of the swift. It's not a race of the swift. It is a steady, strategic. It is that I like to say, I'm in a slow hurry when I'm building. You want to be off that hamster wheel, but you want to make decisions that moves forward. And quite frankly, you're going to have struggles. And most small businesses, every small business, every business has struggles, issues, things happen. And you have to overcome. And you have to, if you really want to survive and do what you believe that's in your heart to do, then you are going to have to overcome obstacles. And the obstacles of this great grandmaster, the things that she has overcome from Korea to her now here in the U.S. is absolutely Hoo-yah! Amazing. I didn't see that. That's funny. She definitely overcame. And so I am in good company in terms of being encouraged. I was inspired. And her employees, she doesn't call them employees, they're family, her community model for her business, extraordinary facility. I guarantee you, if you ever have an opportunity to go on a tour in this facility, you have not seen anything like it in corporate America. I would be surprised. And that includes Google and Apple and all of the unique, you know, you have these new unique ways of structuring the office space and place, and hers is very, very different in terms, and very, very, you feel like home. You know that there's something special went into the design and what she's trying to convey there, and pours into her family. I'm reluctant to call them employees because she dearly endears them as family and takes really good care of her people. Take care of your people. And if the people take care, if your boss is taking care of you, you need to make sure that you're taking care of them. And that's not always the case. Sometimes you have snakes on the plane, you know, if you will. But she has a commitment to a global community. So these are some of the things, and I'm sharing this because it was just a really interesting experience for me yesterday. And I went thinking, typically when I go through do walkthroughs or I'm invited to come learn more about someone's company and spend a little time with the CEO, you know, you're thinking an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I was there from 5 o'clock yesterday evening, to 11 p.m. at night, and we could have gone on into the morning hours, but I needed to do the show. No, I'm just, it was absolutely phenomenal. Things that we can learn from one of our Bay Area owned, just a woman of excellence, absolutely. So that's a little something that I'd like to share, and we'll definitely, you know, get her to come on the show and share her story. So Business on the Edge. We solve small business problems. We provide solutions. And we do it in different ways. It's really dependent upon our customers and what they need. Small businesses oftentimes don't know what they don't know. They don't know how to get to some of the answers that they're looking for to expand and grow their business. And we're going to share a little bit about, you know, what that is and how we do that from day to day. And oftentimes my goal for Business on the Edge is to do this 80-20 rule, 80% of my time working on my business and 20% of my time working in my business and doing what needs to be done. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to bring a great friend on and congratulate her. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success.
Hi, Ilya. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to having you on and chatting a little bit, congratulating you live on air and sharing a little bit about your experience last night at the
That would be great.
At the Women in Business, the Women of Influence dinner. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to share that. It's kind of laid back tonight. I'm kind of in my caramel macchiato mode, so need a drink of caramel macchiato. You know, I still haven't eaten since this morning, and we
oh
really
my
didn't
God,
eat.
Oh my God, so crazy! I know I didn't have lunch either. I had a couple of leftover fries when I got home, and that's it. I don't know. I'm just confused eating. think I had a banana, that's why.
I need some protein.
Yeah.
I need some.
So let's get a dinner.
I need.
No, there's a bottle.
You what? You sound muffled. What phone are you on?
I'm on my cell phone, but I'm like lying down. Get up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So you're not squeezing down your diaphragm and all of that. So.
Yeah. And I had to start the alarm. I was, you know, being lazy. Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. Kevin says you sound like you're in the drive-through window. You know, so don't sound like you're at McDonald's, please.
Am I going to be on, or you're going to talk to me, and then I'm going to hang up?
What?
How long? Are you going to ask me this question, and then I'm going to hang up, or I'm going to stay on?
Yeah, you can hang up when I'm done with you. You can go and relax and do whatever
yeah,
you're
doing. I wasn't sure, because I just want to go where it's quiet, and it's like the boys, you know, when I walk in, like, or something. I don't want that to come up in the back.
I'm like, what are you could you get from underwater?
can you not hear me?
I can hear you, but it sounds like, are you holding your nose or something?
No, my phone is getting hot though.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go on in just a moment.
800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Lunch with Margaret Jackson. You know, you cannot listen to that song without having that image of John Travolta in your head, in that white suit with his black shirt, dancing, doing his... I love it. I love it. I love what I do. You're back with Margaret Jackson here at Business on the Edge. We're going to bring one of my, you know, sometimes we have our customers on the show and share, but this is a very special night for our customer, Hesta Solutions, an award winning, can I call this an award? Vice President of Hesta Solutions, Ilya Rizvi, is one of the recipients of the Silicon Valley 100 Women of Influence. Can we get a hand clap for her? Can we say, hey, congratulations, Ilya Rizvi. Ilya, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Margaret. Thank you. How about you?
I am fantastic. I have to say, congratulations on being one of the 100 Women of Influence for 2014.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ilya, last night was the dinner for the Women of Influence. Tell us a little bit about how that was for you, and what can you say to us as being a recipient of being a 2014 Woman of Influence?
Well, first of all, I mean, it was an honor, of course, to be there with all these incredible women. I mean, from all different walks of life, you know, different industries, and I mean, it was amazing. And to be in that category with them, that was an amazing experience. And hearing their words of wisdom while we were there, and just being in that room, it was just empowering in itself, just being there with so many of them, you know? And so, and then there was alumni there too, from the previous year, so I mean, you can just imagine the energy that was in that room, you know, all those women.
We're
in Silicon Valley, you know, we are just being in Silicon Valley. I'm so grateful for just being here, and then, I mean, in that room with all those great women. That was amazing too.
Absolutely, we're having a little bit with your sound on your phone. It's very muffled. We wanna definitely make sure that our audience is hearing you well. And so some of the things you were saying is that it was just amazing being in the room with so many incredible women, basically.
And, correct.
And that sounds much, much better there. Now, they gave you like 10 seconds or 10 words to say something. You know, every woman had an opportunity to say something for 10 seconds. What were your words, or 10 words? What were your words?
Well, you know, many women, most of them, they went over the 10 words. And I tried to stay within the 10 word limit. But basically what I meant to say was, you know, we are creatures of habit. And mine was, make it a habit. Give an extra degree of effort in all that you choose to do. And so, because that's kind of my motto in life, is just give an extra degree of effort in everything you do.
Giving that extra degree of effort. Ilya, are you on a cell phone by any chance? Or
yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Can you not hear me very well? I can... call back.
Right. Can you call back into the show? We'll go on with some other content. And if you could call back in on a landline, that would be really helpful, because I think the things that you're saying are really valuable. And I don't want that to be lost in, you know, the cellular connection there. So sure. Call us back in and we'll bring you back on air, and then we'll let you share again. So that way our audience can really appreciate the value of what has taken place and the leadership that you bring. So thank you very much. Call back and we'll get you
all
back
right.
on air.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So we're talking about business on the edge. And again, like I said, I like to share a little bit about what we provide, what we're really doing, what our core competencies are, our core passion in terms of what we provide. So number one, we provide small business consulting, coaching, and mentoring. Simple. Now, when you take that and break that apart, it could mean anything for some small business owner. And also professionals look for mentorship. I had a coaching session a few weeks back, or about a month ago, actually, and there was this executive assistant wanting to get information that would help her be more of what she felt like she needed to be for her boss. And so we talked about that, and we went over some of the things and keys that we as bosses look for in CEOs and being ahead of the game. You know, if you can think 10 paces ahead of us in what we need, that is absolutely fantastic. The other core competency that we have, we provide small business brand awareness and public relations packages. And so I am huge on connecting with the public. I am huge on brand awareness. So every company has a brand, does not mean that you have brand awareness. Two different things. You want to make sure that people know that you're there. You want to connect with your public. So we do those types of packages. And then we have small business creative networking events. We're event oriented as well. We try to provide events that you may not have time to put together or to get to some, you know, college class or whatever. So we try to bring professionals and classes together that will allow you to improve or increase your knowledge base and networking. And we do what I like to call creative networking. And so I can share that with you in a little bit, what creative networking is. I do not network the same way as what tends to be the tradition, and 60-second elevator speeches are kind of like out the door for me. And you know, that old, well, what do you do? Well, that's really a boring question. And so you can really, if you really want to do business with people, you really need to spend time getting to know them. When you ask, what do? You're not really paying attention to all that you need to pay attention to, because no one's there to really buy in mixers and things. Everybody's trying to sell. So I have some different thoughts on that, and we'll talk about that. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, BYU's business leader.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Hello, Ilya.
Yes.
That's much better, because your phone was like, oh my gosh, you sounded like you were in a, underwater in a can.
In a cave or something?
Underwater in a cave inside the can. So we want to appreciate what you're saying, and so we'll kind of redo that segment, and that's okay. You know, I want to share a little bit more and give you some really good airplay. We can also give out Hastess's address, and you know, they can connect with you on Facebook and just learn a little bit more about what you guys are providing, but that you're a leader, and that's, you know, we want to get that across as well. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Not at all. So I'm going to jump off, and then we'll bring you back on in just a moment.
Okay.
For husbands and fathers.
As cops, we see it all the time. There are two types of husbands and fathers, those who take their family's protection seriously and install a security system, and those who leave their family's safety to chance. Not me. I protect my home and family with Vivint Home Security, where you get the best technology for the best price. Vivint gives you a complete security system with cameras that allow you to see what's going on in your home right from your smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can even lock the doors remotely if your kids forget. With Vivint, you're in control of your family's safety.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,300 worth of security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,300. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 1-800-403-5359. That's 1-800-403-5359. 1-800-403-5359.
Restrictions apply. 48 or 60 month agreement at minimum. $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers. Spokesman compensated.
Emotions can have a big effect on how we make retirement decisions. As the Financial Safari's Mark Trutman tells us, we need to get rid of one of those emotions.
A fear emotion. So you want to get that fear out of there and do what I've always advocated is learn. Knowledge is power.
Get all the information you need to make sound retirement decisions by listening each week to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Trutman. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5 through 14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business of Edge with Margaret Jackson. I don't get any barracuda out of that. Are you kidding me? Welcome back. So we're talking a little bit about Business of Edge and what we do. So like I said, our core competencies, we really have five core competencies, and that's the coaching, consulting, and mentoring, brand awareness and public relations, creative networking and special events, and then training classes and seminars, and then especially speaking engagements. I'll come out and speak to, I've spoken at colleges, I've spoken to leadership groups, professionals that are school trainers, just a variety. The list is long. You can go out to our Business on the Edge .biz page and find out some of the things that I've done out there. www.businessontheedge.biz. It's kind of weird, tooting your own horn just a little bit. But so we provide these services, and I was mentioning when I was going to break, creative networking. What is that for Business on the Edge? Creative networking at Business on the Edge. We'll do these off the cuff network pitches. And these pitches, I'll give you 90 seconds in front of a microphone to tell us how great, fabulous, whatever the case may be, of your product and service and services and why we should do business with you with a timer going. So if you go over time, there's this buzzer that goes off and just everyone, and it's hooked up to speakers so everybody hears it. And it's really quite fun. And nobody can give a 30-second elevator speech. They are forbidden because I'm interested in connecting people. And if we can connect, and I have another rule, when we do these networking pitches, I tell everyone, no one's selling. No one sells. Everyone's buying. Because if everyone's thinking about buying, then everyone's selling. And so oftentimes you go to your mixers and networking groups and everyone's so focused on selling. Work the room, work the room. But if you don't work the room right, you still waste your time. and time is valuable. And so you want to connect with the right people in the room. Watch the room before you work the room. Pay attention to what people are saying. Give them real time and conversation with them. Don't look past them and trying to get your information out, and they're trying to get their information out, and you're looking past them to get to the next person. That's not really effective networking. And so I make sure that everyone gets to know each other. And so when you're giving your 90-second talk about why we should do business with you, everyone in the room gets your business card, brochure, flyer, whatever the case may be. It's passed around. There should be enough to go around. So you want to bring 30 to 40 with you. And so those people can get it. And I encourage people to say, listen, you might not be their customer, but you know someone that can be their customer. So try to connect people, because if you help them, then, you know, they can help you. So we have Ilya Rizvi back on the line, VP of Hashtag Solutions with a Better Connection. And she is, again, we want to congratulate her for being one of the 100 Silicon Valley Women of Influence for 2014. Ilya Rizvi, thank you for calling us back. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me again, Margaret. I appreciate that, actually.
Well, we want to make sure that everyone on the planet that's listening in on the show knows that you are one of the 100 women, and we're only bringing one on the show. How about that? So the other 99, I'm sorry. I know that you guys are awesome. If you're tuning in, congratulations on being one of the 2014 Women of Influence, like C.H. Reynolds, Shelley Paiva won as well. So now tell us those 10 words that you were, we have about 2 minutes before we go to break. Tell us those 10 words that you had to share in front of the other 99 ladies, professionals, and the families, the friends, the co-workers that came along. What were those words? Can you share those again for us?
Yes, I had shared that, you know, we as humans are creatures of habit. And so make it a habit to always give one extra degree of effort in all that you choose to do. So that was just the gist of it.
Absolutely. And that one extra degree of effort can make all the difference. Oftentimes, right, people quit before that they hit that extra degree. That is
right.
Absolutely.
And it should be in anything you do, because sure, that shows that, you know, you excel then in anything that you choose to do. You know, there's like the whole boiling point is between one degree in water, the next degree you can actually run a steam engine,
right.
You know, and so I think it's 312 degrees, between 311 degrees to 312 degrees,
sure,
you know, you can actually run a steam engine. And so
it's
just that one degree that can just push everything to the next level.
Make the difference between Michael Jordan's flying or not. I believe I can fly. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Let's go ahead and go to a commercial break, and we'll come back with a little bit more time, and then we'll share Hastess's connection points. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
The rules of investing are continually changing. Strategies that served you well in your 20s and 30s can prove financially disastrous as you approach retirement. With new tax legislation and confusing investment and estate regulations, many seniors have lost sight of their financial picture.
each Saturday on KDOW. Investment advisor Bruce Gray puts it all in focus, covering the issues that directly affect today's seniors. Listen to The Retirement Navigator, Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Get up off of that thing and dance to you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to you. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you better.
Welcome back to Business of Marriage with Margaret Jackson. The Berryessa Citizen Advisory Council presents the San Jose City Mayoral Candidate Forum 2014, and the candidates that will participate will be Councilmember Rose Herrera, Santa Clara County Supervisor Dave Cortese, Councilmember Madison Nguyen, Councilmember Sam Licardo, Councilmember Pierre Luigi Oliviero. That's a mouthful. So join us for your chance to hear from your 2014 San Jose mayoral candidates on how they plan to lead the city as mayor and their views on issues that concern San Jose and the Berryessa District. I will, your host, Margaret Jackson, will be the moderator for that event on May 12th, 7 p.m. at the Berryessa Community Center in San Jose, and that address is 3050 Berryessa Road in San Jose, California. So do come out for that. It's an opportunity for you to really vet out, you know, what these candidates are thinking. You have a right to know, and you have a right to ask questions. And so get your questions in by May 5th so you can email me your questions at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll make sure that they get to the committee. And you know, come out on May 12th and listen to what the candidates have to say if you are a San Jose resident. So we're talking a little bit about Business on the Edge and what we're doing, what we provide, and we're going to get a little bit more into that. But I want to give Ilya a couple of more minutes and share. Now, Ilya, you're the company, your VP of Hastess Solutions, and so tell us a little bit again what Hastess Solutions does.
Well, we manufacture environmental test equipment, and basically, you know, that's it's a little misleading. Sometimes people think it has to do with environment and pollution, but it's actually what we do is we simulate the environment, like different environmental conditions, such as different weather conditions, like rain, dust, humidity, heat, you know, ocean conditions. We simulate those inside of a piece of equipment. So, and then you will ask, well, who uses this kind of equipment? And every industry uses this equipment. Anywhere any product is used out here, we have to test it before we use it. So from our clothes to our shoes, you know, they test the glue on the shoes, where what's going to happen if you wear your shoes in a humid environment? Is it going to withstand it? You know, if you wear your shoes in a high altitude, like mountain conditions, what's going to happen to the shoes? So, you know, dust on our phones, Xboxes, whatever is out there, it's tested environmentally prior to being placed on the market.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. So how can people connect with Hastess Solutions?
Well, you can come to our website, and you can inquire about any of our products. Our website is www.hastess.com, and or email me through contact@hastess.com, and or give us a call. You know, 408-945-7861.
Congratulations again, Ilya, for coming on the show. For Woman of Influence 2014, Silicon Valley, Ilya Rizavi.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret.
Welcome. Business on the Edge is having a training class next Thursday, May 8th, Small Business Solutions Model, Build Business Better. If you want an opportunity to build business better as a small business owner, you can register for this class. You can connect with this class at www.solutionsmodel.eventbrite.com. And so some of the things that I'm going to be talking about in this class is what is your solutions model? Do you have a solutions model? Do you know the difference between a solutions model and a business model? So if not, connect with us, and this will be a great class for you to take. It's from 3 o'clock to 5 p.m., 2 hours as a small business owner. Sometimes you have to get out of your world to get information that is going to be an asset. There's things that we call indirect costs to building business. And if you never find time and appreciate the cost of indirect cost to building business, you're going to miss the point of building business. It's not just business. It's not just direct costs. It's not just I pay this, I get that, or I do this and I do that. You're really trying to create, if you're smart, you want to create a business system. You know, if you look at larger corporations as a small business owner, you know, decide on where you want to land. What's your mission? What's your vision in terms of where you want to be? How large do you want to grow? What is that annual income that you want to reach? And then you have to look at what it takes for you to begin to realize those goals and realize that. And it's more than just working in your business. As a CEO, you should not just be working in your business, but rather on your business. So this is an opportunity to get some real keys, information that can help you build business better. This is the Small Business Solutions, May 8th, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the end of the week. You know, you have one more day. Get the information that can get you hitting the ground and running. One thing that I like to do when I do training classes is I try to give practical information that you can implement the same day. You can say, okay, I'm a key kind of person. So when I'm listening and I'm growing my expertise and I'm listening to those speakers and those classes or reading, whatever I'm doing, I'm thinking about what are the keys that are going to allow me to take this information right now and make adjustments. I make adjustments as fast as I possibly can. That's going to equip me to continue to do what I need to do to be able to provide services and resources that would allow you, if you're willing, to do and succeed in what you're trying to accomplish in your small business. So again, you can go out to Eventbrite, that's solutionsmodel.eventbrite.com, and you can register right there. And this is a small class, so there's only 10 tickets for the general admission. And for those that are in the Women in Business Club members, I have 20 tickets there for you out there. So get connected, get into the class, and we'll have a lot of fun helping you do what you need to do with your business. So business niche, what else do we provide? We solve problems. You know, I shared a little bit about creative networking, creative thinking. You must in this time think creatively with regards to your business. You have to understand the internet has not always been there. So prior to the internet, getting services, you know, you don't hear a lot about the middleman as much. And you don't, because we kind of took him out of the game in so many different industries, because you can now go online and you can grab and get products and services without that middleman, that middle connection. And so now when you're building business, you have all of these businesses, all of these companies that you can access anywhere, anytime. And so how do you get people to connect with your products and services that they can get anywhere, anytime across the internet, you know, platform? So that means that you have to do something different. This is why, you know, I like to revert back to Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was ridiculously, radically phenomenal in thinking outside of the box. Not only did he think outside of the box, but he gave you what you didn't know you needed. And so he would show you that, and he would build these, you know, computers in a way that were like, I've got to have that. And he learned people, learn your customers, understand what they need, and then bring that to the table for them, so that way you can build business better. But creative thinking is a big deal in terms of what we do in some of our training classes. And like I said, the small business solutions model is that type of class for you to really not be the same donut in a box of 12 donuts. Be the different donut. Be the one with the sprinkles and all of the different colors. AM 1220 KDOW. This is Southern Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be your business leader.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market's going up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 150,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free half-day trading course so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in to RSVP for this free half-day class, we'll include a home study video guide valued at $247 just for attending. Think about it. Just what is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 877-338-TRADE. That's 877-338-TRADE. This could really change everything. Call now, 877-338-8723. That's 877-338-TRADE.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Money, money, money. That's what we want. We want to make money in our businesses. We want to give back to the community. We want to do things that's going to make us achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve. So we just have a few more minutes before we're out for the evening, and have a great weekend if I don't say it at the end of the show. So Business on the Edge, our core competencies are simple. Again, they're consulting, coaching, and mentoring, brand awareness and public relations, creative networking and special events, and then training classes, seminars, and of course speaking engagements for different It could be anything. I've done so many, it's just hard to kind of talk about them off the top of your head here. But one of the things that we've done recently that I'm really proud of, and that we're pushing forward and moving forward, is the On the Edge Women in Business Club. And that's dear to my heart, because our women, our girls, our college students, our business professional women, we need a club. And this is not a networking group, although we network. It's not an association. It's not. It's a club, and a club has this underlining theme of connecting. We know one another. We want to get to know one another. We want to do business with one another, and so we're excited. We have launched nationwide, and we will do a huge push for that in the next couple of weeks as we get some other things in place. You have a rewards and points system. So if you're using your points, you will get rewards as we calculate those points. And so we're putting that system in place for the calculation of that. We're excited about that. We've been talking to a company with regards to being able to do that. What are some other things? Mentorship for our young girls, 12 to 22 years old. And so we have a privacy policy on the club membership with regards to how we're going to handle minors. I don't want to not allow minors to participate when they can get so much great information from like an Ilya Rizvi, a woman of influence, a Dr. Kim, or these women and these great influencers to help our young girls realize that their dreams can be in anything. And the big thing we want to advocate is STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And so we're providing all of these different opportunities there. You get preferred rates to our training classes. For example, the training class next week, women in business members get a preferred rate. That's part of, you know, that's part of the deal. So if you do want to connect with the On the Edge Women in Business Club, here's how you can connect with us. You can go to businessontheedge.biz, our website, click on the Edge Women in Business Club, and it'll take you to that website, and you can join. Once you join, you get a membership ID number, you get a porthole, you can use your name, and then you can change your password, and you go into this porthole, and into that world, you see the directory, we have a forum, we have resources that we're putting in there that you can connect with that makes sense for small businesses to have, professionals to have, certification information we're putting in. So this is growing. As we grow it, you grow it, we're scaling it. And honestly, one of the things that I did this year is I just launched it. Sometimes you just got to do it. All of your I's aren't going to be dotted, and all your T's are not going to be crossed. Sometimes you can over prepare to the place that you never do anything. So you want to do it. So you know what? I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I just was going to do it. And that was the bottom line, because once I did it, it put me in a situation where I realized, okay, I need this and I need this. You said, well, you should have, we needed to do it. I've been thinking about this for 5 years and wanting to put something in place that women could come and they feel like they are part of something very special. And that's what we're doing across the nation. If you, anywhere in the country, we will help service you. You can join the club. It is a nominal cost. Are you kidding me? A business owner can join for $75 annual membership and get the resources and the information that we're providing, leadership calls, monthly leadership calls. We're doing quarterly events. Now, you might not be able to come to one of our quarterly events, but if you have enough women in the club in your state, I will come and personally participate in an event and do events there in your city and state. So we are not trying to stay just here in California. This is not a California vision. This is a national vision. And once we get that locked down, we want to take it global, because women need our support and help. Again, you can connect with us, businessontheedge.biz, and connect with us on Facebook. Have a great night. Have a great weekend, everybody. This has been a great show. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.